Welcome back to your morning conversation. I'm Jeremy Werner. Joining us this morning is Maryville Board Game Cafe owner Scott Copeland. Scott, during the spring months, the pandemic hit and a lot of businesses closed down during the shelter-in-place order in Maryville. But then back in May, during the first week, a lot of businesses were chomping at the bit to start things up again after Missouri Governor Mike Parson said businesses could reopen. But the Maryville Board Game Cafe held back on reopening, and it looks like the official reopening for the cafe is next week. Scott, can you talk a little bit about your approach and decision behind all of that?
You know, there was a lot of talk about, you know, whether it was really safe to reopen or, and even the state, you know, pushed back their, you know, they have their, I can't remember what the program is called, but their phased two orders, they pushed back until next week as well. So we just figured to be on the safe side, just kind of we would hold off and kind of see what kind of response businesses got from reopening. And we need to reopen, but, you know, of course, everybody's health and safety obviously has to come first.
So, Scott, what kind of measures are going to be taken to ensure customer safety when reopening next week?
We're not going to open the library just yet. We're going to keep it closed. Look at reopening that in July. But for now, we're going to kind of operate as a coffee shop. I'm in here this week moving tables around, making sure tables are spaced out a little more. And we've gotten some new supplies in. You know, we've got masks for the crew. And if the customers choose to, we will actually have, I have quite a few disposable masks that we can offer to customers. And of course the usual, tape on the floor, you know, for people ordering. And then we've amped up our sanitization processes, for wiping down tables and stuff like that. To be honest, we haven't had to do a whole lot, because we've always gone above and beyond as far as our sanitization processes and all that. We've been open 2.5 years. And on our health inspections, we've never had a single observation. And from what I've seen, there's no other business in town that's that particular about it. So we haven't had to amp up a whole lot because we were already doing above and beyond. But we will be starting, you know, a little deeper cleaning, you know, through each day and as customers come and go.
Okay. Well, not to reveal too much of my own nerdiness, but you mentioned the board game library will be reopening next month, but what about something like Dungeons & Dragons? Because that's a fairly hands-off activity.
As for the month of June, we'll just be open, you know, reduced hours. We're kind of doing everything in reverse of how we had done it when we shut down. You know, when we first, when everything first started happening, we had reduced our hours down and worked, you know, just during the days. And closed our library, and we operated like that for a little while before we finally just closed down completely. So we're just going to do that in reverse. We'll start with the days, and then when we had first shut down, we did actually have some D&D groups that were still playing, because that is very hands-off, and you can do the social distancing and all that. So probably 1st of July, we'll look at reopening that up. We do have several groups that have been in contact with me and are interested in starting that back up. So that's definitely high priority for us.
All right, Scott. So going back to the weeks back in April where Maryville was under a shelter-in-place order, you and your business, based on from what I've told, did a lot in the community. Can you talk a little bit about that?
You know, we didn't really consider that extra because that's something we've always been, you know, very proud of. We're just not a business in this community. We're part of the community. We want to, you know, be part of the community and help everyone. You know, we've always been very involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters, and we've always done things with the hospital foundation, and we've always done stuff with the library, and with the Association of Group Homes and Nottoway County Services. And you know, we've always tried to be very involved with the community because, you know, I work here, but I live here as well, you know. So, you know, that's always been important to us. So we tried to keep that kind of, you know, stuff, you know, going. You know, we did do the, you know, we went up to the hospital one day. You know, I took a bunch of coffee, and we provided, you know, coffee, you know, free coffee for, you know, all the employees at the hospital, you know, because they've kind of been on the front line of, you know, having to be prepared for everything that's going on. And so we just wanted to show our support to them.
So also happening during the pandemic, I would suspect that some of the people who were stuck at home with their friends, significant others, family, whomever, probably began to revisit some of the board games that they might have had, or just out of curiosity, seeking out some new board games to enjoy. Did you notice if people were using board games to, not, you know, not only pass the time, but to also cope with what was going on?
One of the things we did when we shut down was we'd had it in the plans for a long time, but, you know, with everything going on, it kind of, you know, gave us a kick in the butt and made us get our online store up and going. I got a bunch of board games in, you know, because, you know, when this first started, you know, the weather outside was still, you know, it was still pretty cold out, you know, and so everybody was stuck indoors. You know, the parks were closed, and there wasn't a whole lot to do. So I started doing free delivery here in town, and we sold a lot of board games. Had a lot of different people ordering coffee beans as well. You know, I stayed in touch with my coffee roasters, you know, because they're, you know, we've always used small business coffee roasters, and, you know, and they're struggling just as much. And so we stayed in contact with them, and they kept roasting beans for us, and we, you know, I packaged them up and delivered coffee beans here in town so that, you know, everyone could still have good coffee at home while they were stuck at home. And we sold a lot of different types of games. You know, there were college students that were quarantined, and so we sold a lot of, you know, complex games. We sold a lot of kids' games. You know, of course, Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza has always been one of our most popular games, and we had a lot of people, you know, buy that. And I did free no contact delivery here in town. You know, I was the only one in here. I'd come down and I'd make sure everything was wiped down, sanitized, and I would package it up and you know, of course, do the wear gloves and a mask while I was delivering, and drop it off in mailboxes and all that. And we had quite a few orders. It was really, really awesome that, you know, like I said earlier, we really tried to be part of the community, and it was really neat how much the community, you know, helped us out. And, you know, even before we had the online store up, I had people reaching out to us, asking what they could do to help. And, you know, and so it was really cool that the community, you know, supported us during all this. We'll be eternally grateful for that.
All right. So along with reopening, what else is in the works at your business?
We're planning on being here for the long haul. We've really tried to build a community here, around the cafe. And, you know, it's, like any small business, you know, it's a, you know, a long start, but we're confident that we will be here for a long, long time and continue to build the community. You know, we have a lot of regulars that really support us, and you know, Maryville is definitely in need of some social outlets, and we want to provide that.
All right, Scott, thank you for joining us this morning. Once again, that was Maryville Board Game Cafe owner Scott Copeland. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your Morning Conversation.